This is KPTC 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke, filling in for Simon Janes with the local news for Jefferson and Clallam counties on Friday, October 21st, 2022. A Lake Stevens woman was charged last week in Jefferson County Superior Court with one count of vehicular homicide and one count of vehicular assault. Authorities believe Charlene Service Bradshaw, 68, was impaired by medications when her Toyota RAV4 went off the highway in July of 2021 and hit two young girls who were standing in a field next to the highway. The crash north of Queets left a 10-year-old girl dead, and the 12-year-old girl who was standing next to her was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle for treatment of serious injuries. Bradshaw pleaded not guilty to the charges. According to an article published yesterday by the PT Leader online, the wreck was investigated by the Washington State Patrol, and the State Patrol had previously attributed the crash to Bradshaw having a medical emergency and losing consciousness while she was driving north on US 101. She was not injured in the crash. According to the State Patrol's initial investigation, Bradshaw had passed through Queets and was near milepost 153 on US 101 just after 1 p.m. on July 19th of 2021 when her Toyota drifted off the road, went into an irrigation ditch, then came out of the ditch and went through a clearing before hitting the girls. Bradshaw was taken to Grays Harbor Community Hospital after the incident and was contacted by a drug recognition expert, according to a statement of probable cause for Bradshaw's arrest. Court papers noted that a full evaluation of Bradshaw's condition could not be done at the hospital because she kept falling asleep. Authorities said her medical records indicated doctors thought she likely had a dependence on opioids and had been recommended Suboxone near the end of 2020. Then, Bradshaw was prescribed oxycodone again after having a cardiac arrest sometime in late 2020, and it was blamed on Suboxone. A blood test taken from Bradshaw after the wreck that was tested by the Washington State Patrol Toxicology Lab revealed the presence of oxycodone, cyclobenzaprine, and gabapentin. The report said the collision was caused by, quote, Bradshaw's choice to drive after taking multiple impairing medications and failing to use her CPAP machine as recommended to keep her awake and alert throughout the day. Bradshaw made her first appearance in court Friday via Zoom. Jefferson County Prosecutor James Kennedy did not ask that Bradshaw be held on bail, but her conditions for release should include a prohibition on any driving. He said at the time of the incident, she was driving without insurance. Kennedy said that her prescriptions made it unsafe for her to be driving at any time and said, quote, she is never safe to drive. Scott Charlton, Bradshaw's attorney, said she was homebound and disabled and unable to travel. Bradshaw agreed. She told the court, I'm homebound. I can't go outside. I'm bedridden, pretty much. Superior Court Judge Keith Harper agreed with the recommendation and said, you're not to drive at all for the time being. Bradshaw's trial is set to start January 9th. At noon yesterday, the Washington Department of Transportation issued a travel alert for the Port Townsend-Coopville ferry route that it was out of service until further notice due to a steering issue with the MV Salish. The Port Townsend-Coopville route is expected to remain out of service throughout this morning, Friday, October 21st, because of that steering issue. WashDOT will provide an update once more information is available. Rules have been relaxed for the day and no shows will not be charged. This coming Tuesday, October 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. is the Envision Golf Course Project Launch. It's a meet and greet for the community to initiate the PT Golf Course and Mountain View Commons concept planning, and will be taking place at both the Mountain View Commons and the golf course simultaneously. You can find out more and comment online by going to the City of PT website and clicking on Hot Topics. And on Wednesday afternoon, KPTZ DJ Buzzy Donahue was in the broadcast studio for her show, which airs from 1 to 3 p.m. In the middle of her show, she saw a flatbed truck in line for the food bank next to the window of the broadcast booth. Buzzy glanced outside the window and noticed that the truck was backing up. She turned away from the window, she was on the air after all, and then she heard a loud noise from the direction of the Mountain View pool. When she looked out the window, the truck had rolled back into a drain pipe and two posts supporting the overhang around the pool building, but the exterior of the building itself was not hit. Buzzy could not see anyone behind the wheel of the truck and initially thought the driver had a medical issue. 911 was called, but the line was busy. The police are headquartered right here in the Mountain View Commons and were quickly on the scene. It was determined that the driver was not in the truck and that the parking brake was either not set or had failed. The damage to the posts of the pool building were fixed by Thursday afternoon. No one was injured in the incident. The owner of the truck drove it away. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. I'm Jim Burke. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.